This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Cabinet today approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare-earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare-earth permanent magnets are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defence applications.
Rare Earth Permanent Magnet Manufacturing Scheme.
A decision has been taken related to the Rare Earth Permanent Magnet Manufacturing Scheme. We all know that rare earth and permanent magnets have now become a part of our strategically important sectors. Besides, three other major decisions have also been taken, including the expansion of the Pune Metro, the doubling of the Dwarkaji-Kanalus railway line, and the third and fourth railway lines from Badlapur to Karjat. All these projects will benefit people across the country.
The union minister said the cabinet has also given its nod to the Pune Metro Rail Project Phase 2. He said the government has approved Line 4 Kharadi, Hadapsar, Swargate, Khadagwasla and Line 4A, Null Stop, Warje, Manikbagh under Phase 2 of the Pune Metro Rail Project. Mr. Vaishnav said the project will be completed within 5 years at an estimated cost of around 9,857 crore rupees. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has deactivated over 2 crore Aadhaar numbers of deceased individuals as part of a nationwide cleanup effort to maintain the continued accuracy of the Aadhaar database. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said the UIDAI sourced this data from the Registrar General of India, States and Union Territories. It added that no Aadhaar number is ever reassigned to another individual. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today arrested a Faridabad resident for harbouring terrorist Umar Unnabi in the Delhi terror blast case. In a statement, the NIA informed that the accused, identified as Soeb from Faridabad in Haryana, is the seventh prime accused arrested in the case. Investigations have revealed that Soeb had provided logistical support to terrorist Umar Unnabi ahead of the 10th November car bombing that killed several persons and left many others injured outside the Red Fort in the national capital. India and the UAE have agreed to take more steps to enhance cooperation across the consular, visa and legal domain in the sixth meeting of the India-UAE Joint Committee on Consular Affairs held in Abu Dhabi today. Both sides reaffirmed their commitment to ensuring the safety, dignity and well-being of citizens living in each other's countries. The Indian delegation was led by Ministry of External Affairs Secretary Arun Kumar Chatterjee. Consul General of Israel in Mumbai, Yaniv Rivhak, has said that India and Israel are confronting not only terrorism, but also misleading narratives that portray attackers as victims. He pointed out that both nations have endured years of violence and now face complex security challenges, including the rise of terror-supporting states. Rivhak highlighted India's progress in defence and stressed Israel's readiness to share its combat experience and technologies. India and Venezuela have agreed to strengthen cooperation in key areas including trade, health and pharmaceuticals, digital technology, agriculture and development partnership. The fifth India-Venezuela Foreign Office consultations took place in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry said both sides also reaffirmed commitment towards enhancing collaboration in multilateral forums of mutual interest. Two Goan films drew attention at the 56th International Film Festival of India with strong red carpet moments and warm audience response. The gala premiere of Vaimanik, the pilot, celebrated a moving story of two brothers set in 1960s Goa. Director Nitish Parees described the film as an open love letter from Goa to the world, reflecting emotions that still resonate with today's Goa. And with that, we end this news bulletin.